You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, one of the things which is referred to in the Noble Quran is the widening of the chest. Sharh al-Sadr. Allah makes reference to it in Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak. In other verses of the Noble Quran. What does this mean? And what does it refer to, and how do we attain it? So when you have the constraints of one's chest, then literally it may mean that you have worry, concern, and things like that. On the other hand, in a deeper sense, also the greater understanding of the deen of Islam, and that peace and tranquility that you may enjoy while practicing on the deen of Islam. The question is, how do we attain inshirah al-sadr? How do we attain that vastness and the widening of the chest? Allah speaks about it in the verse of the Noble Quran in Surah Zumar. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِرِ قُلُوبٌ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. Tell me about that person who Allah has widened his chest for the deen of Islam, and he is enjoying a light from his Rabb. So whose condition is better? Or that one? Woe and destruction to the one, hard-hearted one, who turns away from the remembrance of Allah and is in clear and manifest deviation. Allah says, وَمَا يُرِدْ أَن يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيْقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. In Surah An'am, verse number 125, Allah says that that person who Allah had willed to deviate him, that Allah makes his chest constrained, restricted, as though he's climbing up into the sky. Now as a person goes higher, your breath becomes more tight, becomes more difficult to breathe. That is what happens to this person. So, one of the greatest way to attain this inshirah al-sadr is undoubtedly through belief in the deen of Islam. When you move away from shirk, from kufr, from dalala, deviation, then you are moving towards the vastness and the light of Islam. Furthermore, how to attain that? Allah says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Is the one who is maytan, dead, and we brought him to life, and we gave him a light with which he walks around amongst people. Can he be similar to the one who is in darkness and cannot emerge from it? Like this, we beautify and adorn for the kuffar what they are doing. So that light and that nur that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a means to attaining, to alleviating darkness and attaining that inshirah al-sadr. If you'd like to attain the vastness of your chest, then one of the ways to attain it is through attaining the knowledge of deen. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Together with that, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-inabatu ila Allah. When you turn to Allah and you love Allah with your entire heart and you turn entirely to Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make vast and open up your life in this world. Will give you a beautiful life. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا نُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does good deeds, male or female, while believing, then Allah will grant that person hayatan tayyiba, beautiful life in this world. That the person will even feel that it is as though a garden from the gardens of paradise been brought on this person in the earth. A beautiful life. That is if we turn to Allah. However, if we turn away from Allah, turn away from the remembrance of Allah, turn away from the obedience of Allah, then what is in store for us is a life of constraint and restriction. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَوْ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. In Surah Taha, in verse number 126, in fact it is 124, Allah says, and whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, then indeed for that person is a restrictive and constrained life, and we shall resurrect that person blind. Blind, this is part of the punishment that this person will endure. So, turning away from the remembrance of Allah becomes a means of having a constrained and restricted life. To attain that inshirah al-sadr, to attain that vastness and expansion of the heart and the chest, you need to be constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under all circumstances, because the remembrance of Allah and the dhikr of Allah has a unique effect in opening the heart, in granting peace and tranquility and bliss, in removing that ghafla and that negligence. Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Those who believe, their hearts find peace and tranquility in the remembrance of Allah. And verily, it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts do find tranquility. Then another way to attain that vastness of the chest is to be kind to the creation of Allah and benefit them with your wealth, with your capabilities, bodily, monetary, whatever way is possible. And to do things for people without the desire for recompensation, without the desire to attain any benefit, without the desire for acknowledgement. مثل البخيل والمتصدق مثل رجلين عليهما جبتان من حديد قد اضطرت أيديهما إلى تراقيهما إلى تراقيهما فكلما هم المتصدق بصدقته اتسعت عليه حتى تعفى أثره وكلما هم البخيل بالصدقة انقبضت كل حلقة إلى صاحبتها وتقلست عليه وانضمت يداه إلى تراقيه فسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيجتهد أن يوسعها فلا تتسع. The similitude of a person who is a miser and a person who spends in charity are like two people who have a cloak over them made of lead or iron. And every time the charitable person spends, it is as though that cloak, that iron cloak, becomes vast and it expands upon him. And whenever the miserly person intends to spend, it is as though that cloak restrains, constrains, restricts him, makes his life, makes him feel very encapsulated, that he cannot go beyond that. And that is the impact of being stingy and being miserly with your wealth or with yourself. So how to attain that vastness and expansion of the heart? It is to be kind to the creation. It is to be kind to the creation, and that way you would be able to attain that. Another point is, we need to, if we'd like to have this inner enjoyment, then we need to be moderate in all our affairs. We need to be moderate in our speech, in what we, in our activities, business activities, in our listening to futile conversations, speaking about futile things. We should be moderate in our eating, in our sleeping. Because being excessive in anything brings about a degree of negligence. It brings about a degree of ghafla. What does it do? It clouds ourselves. So when a person has eaten to their full, they become lazy. When they become lazy, it becomes difficult to fulfill the responsibilities that Allah has placed upon their shoulders. So we need to be moderate in everything, and in that way we will be more energized and motivated towards doing good deeds. If we'd like to attain this expansion of the heart, we should make dua. And we have been told, and this is a dua that Musa alayhi salam was instructed to make: Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi shrah li sadri, Allah expand for me my chest. Wa yassir li amri, and make my matters easy. Wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani, remove the knots from my tongue so that people can understand what I'm saying. In the inner dimension, when we attain this expansion of the heart, then our entire deen becomes enjoyable and beautiful. And that is why it is such a essential objective for which we need to work towards attaining. May Allah grant us the expansion of the heart.